Hurricane Hunters, Career Profile. As Tom Shepard's plane flew into the storm off the coast of Canada, he expected the usual bumps and jolts. After all, he and the other crew members were hurricane hunters. However, they didn't expect the storm to cause three of the plane's four engines to stop. The plane began to fall from the sky. Why would hurricane hunters put themselves through such an ordeal? Despite the danger, hurricane hunters go on aerial missions because scientists on the ground can't get all the information they need to save lives. It's not about the thrill and excitement of hurricanes, says Jim McFadden of the Aircraft Operations Center. This is a really tough job. A tropical climate is the source of most hurricanes. When air is warm, it will expand and rise to create clouds and rain. These are the seeds of a tropical storm. A storm will gather speed if its winds combine with water temperatures that are at least 80 degrees Fahrenheit. Evaporation, a part of the water cycle, gives the storm even more power. To be considered an actual hurricane, a storm must have wind speeds of at least 74 miles per hour. These winds must also spin in a perfectly closed circle. What do hurricane hunters do on the job? They fly through strong winds into the eye of the hurricane, its calmest part. Then they drop instruments into the atmosphere to take measurements such as wind speed and temperature. Hurricane forecasters on the ground study this information to determine the hurricane's path. Officials decide if people should leave their homes and go somewhere safe. Hurricanes are dangerous, but evacuation can be a hardship for those who must go. Making the right decision is a challenge, but officials know that safety is most important. Just as Shepard's plane came close to falling into the ocean, a second engine suddenly restarted. The hurricane hunters were safe, and they could continue their important work.